We continue with Mishnah Berurah. I'm the only Hilchos Kriyat Shema. We're in the middle of Siman Ayin Hey. Sif Aleph. The Rama comments. Minir midivrei HaRash. It appears from the words of the Rash. The Tevach Yish Erva. Afil Yish Acheres. That not only is a man not allowed to say Shema, etc., in front of the Tevach of a woman's body, which is uncovered, but even another woman is not allowed to say Kriyat Shema, and it is considered Erva for another woman to see another woman's body. A tefach of it. But the woman herself, if she is naked, she would be able to say Shema. The Mishnah Berurah comments that the Rashba disagrees with the Rush, as he thinks that just as for herself she can say Shema when she's naked, so too for others, for other women, because this just shows that the nakedness of a woman is not considered nakedness for women. As the Pasuk says, V'lo yeh b'cha ervas davar, that is only for men, because we are afraid that it is going to cause inappropriate thoughts. But for women, where such a concern does not occur for herself or for others, there would be no problem of saying Shema in front of another naked woman. And the Achronim agree with the Rashba, and the Achronim think that even the Rush really agrees. However, once again, this is only true regarding the entirety of the body except the actual erva itself, and therefore, as we already saw, that if a woman is naked and she wants to make a bracha, she needs to be sitting down so that the erva is in the ground and it is not revealed completely. Sif Beis, Seyar Shel Isha Shadarka L'chasoso, the hair of a woman which is normally covered, Aser L'kroso Kenegdo, and the Rama adds Afilu Ishto, you are not allowed to say Shema next when you can see the uncovered hair of a woman. Of al basula shadarkan lelech prosa rosh mutter. But the Machaber says that single girls who have not had bia, they are allowed to walk around with their hair uncovered. That is, the derech for them is to walk around with their hair uncovered, and therefore you'd be allowed to say Shema in front of them. So we see as a machlokas between the Machaber and the Rama, it appears, regarding one's own wife, whether you'd be allowed to say Shema and all other dvarim shebekdusha as well, and assumingly brachos and benching, etc., kiddush, in front of your wife whose hair is uncovered, according to the Rama, you cannot, whereas according to the Mechaber, the prohibition would seem to not apply to one's own wife. The Mishnah Berurah says that even if this woman only covers her hair when she is in public, but not in her home or in her own courtyard, still it is considered to be erva in her house as well, and therefore, even if you were in the house, you would not be able to say Shema, even if some of the hair is sticking out from this woman in the home. The words of the Rama are Afilu Imnis Galaksas Mehan, even if some of them became uncovered, and this sounds like even if it is less than a tefach, it is going to be prohibited as well. But it sounds like from a Tshuva and Rav Moshe, that is only a problem if it is at least a tefach, even according to the Machmirim regarding her body when it's less than a tefach. He thinks that hair would only be a problem if it is a tefach. There are some who dispute this tshuva of Rav Moshe, whether he was only referring to a shasad chak or not. That is what Rav Moshe says, that meger din is a problem only if it's more than a tefach. The Mishnah Berurah also adds that even if you have women who walk around with their hair uncovered in public when they're not supposed to, it is still prohibited to say Shema in front of such hair. So even if you're used to that hair, because she walks around with her hair uncovered, it is still a problem to say Shema in front of that hair. However, a Chazon Ish says that one should avoid Tocha. The Mishnah Berurah compares the hair of a woman to her erva, which is above the shok. Just as, even if there are women that walk around with that part of the body uncovered, it is still considered erva, so too, if women walk around with their hair uncovered, it is still considered erva. And the Mishnah Berurah says that when the Mechaber uses the language of Seir Shel Isha Shedarka L'chasoso, that it's the way of her to have her hair covered, that doesn't refer to most of the hair, says the Mishnah Berurah. That refers to the couple hairs on the sides which stick out, which some people don't cover. If it's sticking out, it would normally be okay. If these women are makpid to cover it, then it is going to be a problem for you to see that and say Shema in front of it, as well as if there are single women that walk around with their hair covered, then even though they don't need to, it will be a problem to say Shema in front of them as well. The Aruch HaShulchan, however, in a famous comment, disagrees and says that that's why it's okay that in our shuls, sometimes we have mechitzos, which are glass, or you're able to see through the mechitzos, and sometimes you have women who have hair uncovered, so it is not a problem to daven in those places, because since it is a way of those women to walk around with their hair uncovered normally, you get used to the fact that their hair is uncovered, and there is no hihurim, there's no erva issues, and it is okay to daven in front of those women. The Aruch HaShulchan, contrary to popular belief, does not say that it's okay for women to walk around with their hair uncovered. It is a problem for them to do so, but he says in terms of the iser of saying Kriya Shema and Dvarim Shebikdusha in front of those women, if they are normally walking around with their hair uncovered, you get used to it, and it is okay. So we saw the Ramah says that regarding a wife, one's own wife, it is still going to be a problem. And the Ramah continues, V'hu adin hasaros shel nashim sheregilim latzis mechutz latzimtan. He adds, just as the single women, it is okay to see their hair uncovered, so too, if women walk around with certain small hairs sticking out, which is normal to have that hair sticking out, then it's okay to say Kriya Shema in front of such hair. Meaning, if there is some hair that is very hard to keep that under, maybe it's on the side, maybe it's women who have a little bit of the payas. So if you have some hair which is hard to keep in there, and that's sticking out, and it's normal for her to have that out, so then you don't have any hirhurim by it, and it is okay to say Kriya Shema in front of it. But if she is able to cover that hair, then it will be a problem to say Shema in front of it if it is sticking out. This is Mishnah Berurah quotes of Zohar, who says that it's very important to keep as much hair as possible covered. You should keep it covered all the time, in your home, out of your home, etc. Magen Avraham says that it's right to act as the Zohar says. And the Gemara in Yuma has the story of Kimches, this woman who says that because she was so careful with the tzniyas of her hair, that even the walls of her home never saw her hair. She says that's why she was zocha to have such great children. The Mishnah Berurah makes another important point, that the Mechaber says that besulos, women who have not had bia, so they can walk around with their hair uncovered. The Mishnah Berurah points out that women who have had bia, even if they are not married, if they are no longer virgins, then they as well should be covering their hair. But, says the Mishnah Berurah, if they don't want to walk around with a kerchief, so we can't force them to. The Ramah continues, of course, if one has the hair of a non-Jew, even if she normally does cover her hair, it's okay to say Shema in front of the hair of a non-Jew. The Mishnah Berurah says that if you cut off the hair of a non-Jew and you make it into a sheitel or something of that nature, so you're allowed to say Shema in front of that as well, that is not considered, say, a Isha Erba. However, if the minhag of that area is not to walk around wearing a sheitel, then there is an issue of Maaseh Ayin to wear a sheitel as well.